Good afternoon. We are back on this Monday, February the 13th, 2017, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you are tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And there is a big fundraiser coming up for WWGH Radio this coming Saturday, February the 18th. So tell you what, we're going to let you listen to this little spot here and get informed for that event. Here we go, coming up this Saturday fundraiser for WWGH Radio. Classic Championship Wrestling returns to Marion, Ohio on Saturday night, February 18th at 6 p.m. with Lord of the Ring at the Salvation Army, 317 West Church Street. Seats are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund and can be purchased at the door the night of the show starting at 5 p.m. The main event will see WWE Hall of Famer Nikolai Volkoff.
You are very, very strong. Strong with your mouth. When you come to the ring, especially that your mouth has nothing with your strength. You will find the big Russian 50-size boots up your butt. And let me tell you something else. It does not not for you. Then you will find two big fists in your both eyes. And I will call to them eyes. And I will send you home where you belong.
Go one-on-one with the over 400-pound butcher beast, Son of Abdullah, with WWE legend Big Bully Busick in his corner in a flag match, with Nikolai representing the USA and Butcher and Busick representing Russia, in which the winner will have their flag flown at the end of the match. Butcher and Bully's flag came from Vladimir Putin, and the Bully claims Nikolai Volkoff has ties to the KGB.
This guy, I think he's sneaking off to the Antarctic somewhere with a Russian KGB and training under him. I have evidence that Volkoff set up his nutrition plan. And you know, Volkoff's a little bit of a quack with that stuff. I mean, he's got Putin drinking Tomac oil.
And I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud to be American. My family's American, my children are American, and I'm American. And after my match, I will sing God Bless America for all the people in the beautiful town of Marion, Ohio. And if we all celebrate because you're going down.
God bless America, when there I love. So behind the head I there is a light from the night of the boy. From the ocean, through the prairies.
Also, WWE legend Mr. Hughes with Big Bully Busick in his corner will square off against Dick the Bruiser Jr. in a Kansas City street fight. Also, don't forget the first ever Twinkie match. To cap off the night, there will be an over-the-top rope battle royal, with the winner being declared the first Lord of the Ring. Nikolai will also be signing copies of his new comic book. It all happens Saturday night, February the 18th at 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Gym, located at 317 West Church Street. Seats are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund and can be purchased at the door the night of the show, starting at 5 p.m. Also, a big plus, free pizza and dessert for the first 100 ticket holders. Scott Spears and Terry Tackett back with you. The big event, it's coming up this Saturday. Terry, Lord of the Ring. What an event it's going to be. The big Lord of the Ring over the top rope battle royal and some great big matches involving some WWE legends, Mr. Hughes, Big Bully Busick, and the man we're joined via telephone by. He was in the first WrestleMania. He's wrestled Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino, and a whole lot of other guys. He's been in the ring with them all. And this coming Saturday, he will be here in Marion, February the 18th, 6 p.m. start time. At the Salvation Army Gym on Church Street here in Marion. He is a legend. Just released a new comic book, which he will be signing Saturday. You're not going to want to miss that. The great, most famous Russian wrestler in the history of professional wrestling, Nikolai Volkoff. Nikolai, how are you?
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Oh, always good to hear from you. Nikolai, we just learned this past week that your opponent, this coming Saturday night, in that big flag match where you will represent the United States, your opponent will represent Russia, Big Bully Busick has went out and got a man you've met here before, the Butcher Beast, the 400-pound Butcher Beast, who you met here in Ohio, I believe it was November of 2015.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, I live here in the United States now for a long, long time. More than my half life. I live here now for 50 years. And when I come people, I make music telling me about Russia, this Russia, this Russia, that. I escaped from there. I escaped from communism. And I find a new life here in the United States. My family is American. I am American. And I will fight for America. So I hope Mr. Hughes and Nick Busick, you are ready. Because I am ready.
Now, your opponent that night, the Big Butcher Beast, Nikolai, he weighs 400 pounds. He's the son of Abdullah the Butcher. How do you prepare for a man of that size?
Well, men of the side, they have a weight on the side, but like myself, I depend on my ability to wrestle, my knowledge, and my speed.
Now, when it comes to that match, what if Big Bully Busick should interfere? I mean, you know those managers have a penchant to interfere. When the other guy has a manager, do you have to keep one eye on them at all times?
Yes, that's true. It's not going to be easy. I don't say it's going to be easy. You know, it's going to be picnic. It's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good place to be. And I always like to put myself to the limit, see what can I do. And I'm ready for it, so I can say.
Well, and Nikolai, that the big title that night is the Big Lord of the Ring, Over the Top Rope Battle Royal. People in that, when the Big Butcher Beast will be in that 400 pounds, Mr. Hughes, a guy you know very well, Bruiser Jr. will be in that. When you go into that most dangerous battle royal, what is your strategy, especially with a big guy like the Butcher Beast weighing over 400 pounds, to try to get them over the top rope?
Yeah, sometimes it's very, very hard, but I slam guys heavier than that, so I don't think it's going to be much problem.
So you're just going to pick him up and toss him out?
I guess so.
And we should mention, Nikolai has a great new comic book, which he will have copies of. He will be at the Salvation Army this coming Saturday, February the 18th, starting at 6 p.m., signing those during intermission and after the show. Get your picture taken with a WWE Hall of Famer. Nikolai, it's also going to be a lot of fun, but there is that. I told you last week, Big Bully Busick's running around here saying he got his flag from Vladimir Putin, and he's got pictures with you and Vladimir Putin. He's running around here like a crazy person. What are you going to do to shut that big yap of that guy up?
Well, you know, Big Busick is a very, very strong guy. He has a very strong mouth. But when you come in the ring, the mouth don't count. On the ring, you only count your wrestling ability. And I believe I beat him there. And I will prove to people I am a better man than he is, and I am faster, stronger, and smarter. So, Busick, tell you one thing. Io veni veni vici. That means I come, I saw, I conquer.
Ah. Very nice. Nikolai Volkoff, WWE Hall of Famer, right here in Marion, Ohio. Big flag match this coming Saturday, February the 18th, 6 p.m. start time, the Salvation Army Gym over on Church Street. And Nikolai has said if he should win that match, he will sing God Bless America. Nikolai, can't wait to see you Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Well, Terry Tackett, you heard it right there. Now, was that a threat to Big Bully Busick or what?
That was a threat to Bully Busick. I mean,
now what was it, Vinny Vici? I came, I saw, I conquered.
That's all I remember.
Write that down in case we should hear from any of that goofy bunch that Bully represents, because I think they should know what they're in head for on Saturday night. Let the fans know what's coming up this Saturday night. Give them an insight into this tremendous card. It's a tremendous card. It's going to be like none other, February the 18th.
On Saturday, February 18th, the WWGH Radio presents the Classic Championship Wrestling's Lord of the Ring It's at 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Gym located at 317 West Church Street. And all the proceeds from that night are going to benefit the WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Educational Program Fund, which includes programs on Marian history, national history.
And we're going to continue on with the program here. Now, we were just doing a big spot here for the upcoming show this Saturday night, February the 18th. It's right around the corner, Terry, and it's going to be something else. And on that night, a gentleman's going to come to town once again, bringing his band of goons and also doing some commentary with me. He's a WWE legend, Big Bully Busick. Bully, how are you?
Well, Scott Spears, you know, I got to check in every once in a while with you to make sure that I keep your propaganda down to a minimum of what you're telling the people, because you have a tendency to exaggerate and not be completely forthright.
Well, Bully, I tell you, you think I'm just a broadcaster here, but I've got my ear to a lot of doors. I've got my ear to a lot of telephones, and I pay attention to what's going on. Now, we all know this coming Saturday, it's a big flag match. Nikolai Volkov representing the USA.
My buddy Nikolai.
Oh, your buddy Nikolai.
Yeah, good friend of mine, personal friend.
Okay, so you say. Let me ask you this. Let's start there. You say he's your friend. Well, why are you managing a gentleman against him that night in that big flag match?
It's strictly competition. Strictly competition.
Just a competitive affair.
Yeah. The bully loves competition. See, you paint this picture that I'm this bad guy. I love competition. I mean, after all, you know, Nikolai, he goes and sees Putin. He winds up doing Putin's diet for him in his exercise regime. I mean, you know, no hard feelings, right?
That is a horrible thing to say. A dictator, alleged president of Russia, who is...
Alleged? What do you mean he is the president?
He's not the president. He's a dictator. He's a pseudo-president over there.
He's a
ruler. The people love him. I love him. He's a great guy.
Oh, my God. You've lost your mind, Bully. Are you saying that Nikolai Volkov prepared the diet for Vladimir Putin? He's not going to be happy with that.
Wait a minute. Wait. I know for a fact because they invited me over and I had dinner with them, and we were eating raw nuts, cashews, drinking potato vodka and Shrivovich and green lettuce. I mean, Nikolai Volkov, you know, he's a nutritionist from way back.
Well, let me tell you something, Bully. What I was getting to there was I've had my ears to a few doors, and what I have found out is you said you had a mysterious man you're leading in there that night to face Nikolai. Okay, well, guess what? I had my ear to some doors, and I have found out who you have.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. We all thought it might be Mr. Hughes. We all thought it might be some of those other goons in your stable. We even thought maybe you went out and hired somebody to take on Nikolai Volkov. But I got a call from Customs this morning, and I have it on very good authority that the butcher beast, the man who has been over in Japan for brutally ending a wrestler's career since October, has finally been released. He's on his way back to the United States. He will be in Marion, Ohio on February the 18th, this coming Saturday, and he is your man. Do you want to confirm or deny that?
Well, I'm not going to deny it, but you know, there's immigration laws in place, and he's not an immigrant. He has citizens, and they have no right. It's people like you and Paget that wound up filing complaints that held him up over there for all that time. It had nothing to do with the injuries that the other wrestlers sustained, and I'm tired of you guys sticking your nose in. You say you get your ear to the door, well, you better take your nose out of my business.
Well, let me tell you something. You can praise Nikolai Volkov all you want, but it's very clear to me, with a guy like the Butcher Beast who just ended a man's career so brutally in Japan back in October that he hasn't been allowed back in the country for 4 months, that you're bringing him in for one and only reason, and that's to put an end to the career of a legendary guy, a man from the first WrestleMania, a man who has wrestled Hulk Hogan and Bruno Sammartino, a man who is in the best physical shape of his life. You're not out there to beat Nikolai Volkov that night with your propaganda and your nonsense. You're bringing the Butcher Beast in to end his career. True or false?
He tried to end my career, the third match of my life, in Philadelphia at the WWF TV taping. He physically threw me over the top rope 4 rows back. I would never predict that, Scott Spears.
So you do. See, you want to be buddy-buddy, and the truth is, you're bringing this madman killer in here, this butcher beast, who's been barred. How many states has he been barred in, President Tackett?
48 states.
48 states. He's only allowed to wrestle in two states in these United States.
And well, where did Tackett get that number, 48? He's only banned in 32. I got those other states lifted.
Well, and you're bringing him here to put Nikolai Volkov out. What a dirty move. And you got that flag from Vladimir Putin. Nikolai says he's going to blow his nose on that thing.
Wait a minute. Volkov is talking out of both sides of his mouth now.
Well, Nikolai Volkov told me that after the match, you're not going to be able to talk out of any sides of your mouth if
well,
you
better
watch
worry
what you
about
say.
The butcher beast before he goes worrying about Big Bully Dusik.
Well, you just better keep your feet on the floor in that match. Now, let's talk about, you have two matches that night. Because
Wait. I got to stretch a little. My neck's hurting a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Got a kink in your neck?
Yeah, I got a kink in my neck. Probably put a damn cocoa butt.
Good.
Poof.
Good. That was
surgically implanted titanium plate he puts in his head.
That was fun to watch, which, by the way, you did lose the title that night. We'll talk more about that when you get here to town this coming weekend. But you did take Mr. Hughes, your paid hitman, and you got him involved in a match that night against Bruiser Jr., Dick the Bruiser Jr., one-on-one with Mr. Hughes in a Kansas City street fight.
That's right.
Why have you done that? You isn't it bad?
Did you see what Bruiser did to me at two shows ago?
Bashed your head off the table. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You ask me why I'm doing that? Do you not have any decency about you? Do you think that I'm not a counterpuncher?
Oh, here we go. He's talking Donald Trump ease now.
You know you like Donald Trump, Scott Spears. You know you do.
Why do you want to get... the man's name says it all, Bruiser. Why would you want to get Mr. Hughes, who apparently was the man you anointed as your world champion contender, involved in a match where there are rules?
He won that match fair and square. You and Taggart come in, strip the belt out of politics, strictly politics, and second of all, you're lucky I didn't have Putin's number there. I'd have called him and I'd have got that belt back. And now you're bringing Volkov in. Now you want to bring Bruiser in to go against... Torn protection, Mr. Hughes. He don't play with anybody's kids. And you see, you and Tiger are the biggest troublemakers in the world.
Let me tell you something. You've got a big night that night. You've got a Kansas City street fight. You've got a flag match. And you're involved with two of the toughest guys in the United States, Nikolai Volkov and Bruiser Jr. And I think you've made a terrible mistake yet again. But that's not uncommon to you.
You keep saying I make mistakes, and I keep walking off victorious there in Marion, Ohio.
Now, wait a second. When did those wins
happen? Well, I won the heavyweight championship belt. Mr. Hughes walked out with the heavyweight championship belt, so you guys stuck your nose in.
Now, President, you guys
tied it, filed complaints with immigration, trying to keep the beast out. I got that lifted. There's another victory. I walked him into that. Volkov ain't happy that he's going to go against the butcher beast, you know. He's not exactly jumping for joy.
But one victory.
And by the way, did you ever hear my voice? Why there's no reason it's suicidal. He's got to move on. He need a priest or a Ricky Rico army. See what I mean?
Oh,
he's sing too.
He's from Steubenville. That was one of those Steubenville songs.
The national anthem down there for.
You know, Nikolai.
That was the Russian national anthem, I heard, you know.
You're going to sing the Russian national anthem?
Yeah.
I'm that versed. Yeah. Well, you know what?
One victory he forgot to tell us about, though, was that all the managers are barred from ringside.
Now during his matches, he will be allowed to go down to the ring in the Kansas City street fight.
You can't stop that.
No, I can't stop
that. Don't even try to stop
that. But in the main event that night, the big over-the-top rope battle royal to claim the first Lord of the Ring, which you've got both your henchmen involved in, Butcher Beast and Mr. Hughes, managers are barred from ringside during that battle royal.
The battle royal? I might just jump in that battle royal.
You know, I'd like to see you get in that battle royal, because Nikolai wants a piece of you. You know, you say he about ended your career, how many years ago was that, when that happened?
Longer than I'd like to admit, Scott.
I bet that's true. Well, he might, you know, you say you're retired. Well, he might permanently end your career Saturday night.
lasted for a lot longer than I wanted, man, I'll tell you that.
Well, now what did you do with your gear? You had to just strap on your gear one more time. It wouldn't take long for Nikolai to toss you out.
No way. You'd be surprised if Big Bully Busick won that Royal Rumble, wouldn't you?
I would be surprised if you had the guts to get back in there, because I think you'd last about 10 seconds. You'd become soft.
You know, you ever heard of that country song, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was? I'm the poster boy for that song.
Well, you know Taggart, as you call him, his name's Taggart. Maybe if you get the names right, we could arrange for you to be in that battle royal if you still got the old gear you can strap on there.
Oh yeah, yep. Let me get a doctor's clearance on that.
Because I'd love
what if I win? What if I win? What happens if I win that match, Scott?
You're the Lord of the Ring.
You're the Lord of the Ring. You go out, your career ends on a high note. But frankly, wouldn't you like your last match to be one-on-one there, you and Nikolai?
Interesting.
The man could put your life... I thought you sold your gear to get some money because you have no purse money.
Oh, you're cute. You're
all the money he's stealing
cute.
From those guys, he should have plenty of purse money.
You're real cute.
What? Yeah, yeah, 65% of nothing isn't much.
Yeah. Oh, now you're a bean counter. Now you know numbers, huh? You wouldn't know a wrist watch from a wrist lock.
Well, Nikolai Volkov told me that Vinny Vici, which is, you probably know that Russian for "I came, I saw, I conquered." And he said, you have the big muscles, but you also have the big mouth, and he's going to shut you up. That's coming from Nikolai Volkov just about 10 minutes ago on this show.
Well, Mr. Volkov, first of all, don't think I haven't done my homework on him. As I told you in this last interview, you realize that this guy still military strict presses 405 pounds. Do you realize this?
So why would you want to get involved with that? You got your butcher.
Because I ain't scared. I might be a little concerned, but I ain't scared.
Well, you should be. Have you seen Nikolai Volkov as of late? Best shape of his life.
Oh, I know. You think I haven't done my homework on him? You think I'm going to send the Butcher Beast in there with his crazy man without preparing the Butcher Beast? What you guys are just upset about is you didn't know that I know you stuck your nose into that and you filed a complaint with the immigration office about him coming back in here because you said the man was a potential threat to the well-being of the citizens of the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, we'll make an edict here. How about this? You say, what do you get if you would enter and win that battle royal? Okay, here's what I think we should lay out. If you do that, if you're able to get doctor's clearance and get your bones in that ring one more time, if you're able to come out that night, the winner, and there are some hefty dudes in there, but I'm sure you'll hide behind your 400-pound beast and Mr. You is that other goofball. If you're able to do that, you will obtain a shot at the world title, Bobo Brazil Jr., who won't be there that night because he's on tour, and you can put any man you want up at any time
and
to take that shot.
Any stipulation.
Any stipulation you want.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting. Well, let me chew on that a little bit. Boy, I kind of like them odds there. Yeah, and I'm an odds guy being from Steubenville, yeah.
But how are you and Jimmy the Greek, the late Jimmy the Greek, but how are you, now let's just talk about this for 1 minute here. If you do cinch those boots up one more time and put those trunks on one more time, how are you going to throw these people out? How are you going to put Nikolai Volkov out over the top rope?
Hey, wait a minute. Do you think for 1 second that I'm still not in the gym, that I'm still not training? You know, I got my youngest boy, March 25th, is going to be in Akron, Ohio, fighting for the Ohio championship. Now, he was rated number 2 in the heavyweight division, and he's dropping down to the light heavyweight division to take that title. And guess who's training right alongside of him? I am, because I'm in charge of his training, and I'm training right alongside him, which puts me in perfect condition. So I might bring him down there just to throw him in the ring to throw you around a little bit,
now,
Scott Spears.
You're going to put it... No, I believe that your son is ready to go, and there's no doubt about it. You're a strong guy. You're a bully. You were a tremendous athlete in the ring. But, you know, some time passes, and you don't put those trunks on, you get a little what they call ring rust on you.
Well, there's no doubt there. There could be ring rust. There's no doubt, but there's no ring rust. Everything changes when somebody gets punched in the mouth.
So you want to punch Nikolai Volkov in the mouth. But you know...
Right in the nose.
And you know...
A little punch.
Oh, and you know what? Bruiser Jr. is involved in that battle royal.
Oh, yeah. there's this guy, Mr. Ruler. Do you know how many rules this guy breaks in a match?
Well, there's no rules in the match. You got him involved in on the 18th with Mr. Hughes, Kansas City Street.
That's right. And this is right up Mr. Hughes' alley. Right up his alley.
And it might be right up your alley. And I tell you, and this is just disgusting, and this is the thing I hate the most, that you have these pictures that you have not released that you say you're bringing to Marion, Ohio, of Nikolai Volkov with Vladimir Putin. What is wrong with you? You don't have pictures like that. Why would you make such an assertion?
Are you sure I don't have those pictures? Are you absolutely sure? You doubted me from the first time that I was brought into Marion, Ohio. You doubted me. I told you that I would take the heavyweight championship, and Mr. Hughes did that, and you guys pulled a fast one. I told you that I'd get the Butcher Beast back in there. You guys doubted that. Now you're doubting me whether I have pictures of Volkov and Putin together. Now you're doubting that. What is the deal with you guys?
I have many doubts when it comes to Big Bully Busick, but I will tell you this, that when it comes that night, you're going to be doing so much. You're going to be broadcasting. You're going to be managing. Who knows? You might even step back in the ring. We'll find that out very shortly. But you could leave there by ambulance. Do you understand that? You've got guys who it's a strong word, but they hate you. Nikolai Volkov, you've impugned his Americanism. He's a Lithuanian. He's not happy with you. The Bruiser's already bounced your head off a table. He's not happy with you. Mr. Hughes, I heard, is not happy with you.
The Bruiser needs anger management classes. You know that.
Well, I heard Mr. Hughes is not happy with you because you cost him the world title last time.
Mr. Hughes is quite content with me. He knows that I always act in his best interest.
And the Butcher Beast is not happy with you, leaving him stranded in Japan for 6 months.
He ought to be happy with me. I got him out of Japan.
Well, it took 6 months to do it.
Had to get rid of him because he's eating all the rice.
Well, yeah, Jeff, he's 410 pounds now? That's what I heard when they put him on the scale to send him back over here.
Well, he's at 425 now.
425, and it all happens this Saturday. We are 6 days away. It is the Lord of the Ring. It is February the 18th. It is 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Now, can you imagine this? For that $10 donation to WWGH Radio, you get the first 100 people get free pizza and free dessert, and I tell you, we're going to quarantine the butcher in the back so he can't get near that table because it would be all gone if he did. You can come meet Nikolai Volkov. Have you read Nikolai Volkov's new comic book, Bully?
As a matter of fact, I have. Have you checked it out?
Yes, I have many copies of it. I bought them for all my friends.
My son Bronco wants one.
Oh, they are great. Great. It tells the life of Nikolai Volkov and what he came through. And, you know, the last chapter of that could be ending the career, finally. You self-retired the last time. Wouldn't it be great if somebody just put you away totally?
No, you see, maybe you're going to make me feel bad. You're going to hurt my feelings. You're going to have to create a safe zone for me and bring me a puppy to pet.
Are you getting upset? The bully's getting upset. It's because you can't bully, guys.
I'm a diverse person. I care for everybody.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Not for Nikolai.
I'm a caring, loving person. I'd love to slap the taste right out of your mouth.
Listen, you're not going to touch an announcer, but we'll see how big and bad you are when it comes to Saturday night. Boy, what a Saturday night it's going to be in February, and just after Valentine's Day. And let me tell you, these guys have no love for you. None. Zero. Because you're a shyster. You brought that crooked lawyer here last time. Is he responsible for getting the Beast out of Japan?
Took a lot to it. You know how many massage parlors he had to visit to get him out of there?
I bet quite a few. Is he still over there?
He's still over there. I can't get him back.
He'll never be back. But you know, you got two big and bad guys in this battle royal. You got two big bad guys there this night. You got two of the meanest, and I don't doubt it one bit.
Two of the best.
Two of the best. But you're facing two of the best. And that is your ultimate downfall.
I want a guard placed on my cigar box because I think Bruiser got into it last time and stole a couple cigars, first of all. And Nikolai Volkov, I want a garlic analyzer run on his breath, because I ain't letting any of my guys get in the ring near him if he's eating all that garbage.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll just throw this out to you here before I let you go. But coming up that night, now, I can arrange anything you want. I mean, if you want to go one-on-one with Nikolai, I'm sure Nikolai would oblige that to put you in retirement once and for all.
Don't be surprised. Let me tell you this. Whoever comes to that match Saturday night, what time's the doors open?
6 p.m. Oh, doors open at 5, shows at 6.
And what time? Where's the location again? Give me exact an address.
Go ahead, Terry. You've got the papers in front of you.
917 Church Street.
Salvation Army Gym. Big.
The Salvation Army Gym. 917 Church Street. I got a nice surprise. Whoever comes in that night, I got a big Bully Buser who's going to have a big surprise for him.
What do you have?
I ain't telling you. They'll have to come and see.
Oh, it's going to be big, because it could be the end of Big Bully Busick. This might be the last time you ever get a chance to see him. And frankly, when it all comes down to it, it could be the last time you see Nikolai Volkov, because he's in there with a madman. And you've got Busick, who I wouldn't be surprised if the Bruiser puts you out if Nikolai doesn't.
Yeah. You keep wishing, but you keep failing to realize I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve. And listen, I didn't get named Big Bully Busick for nothing.
Well, and I do want to, oh, by the way, you sang earlier on, because there is going to be a sing-off, too. You think you're a better singer than Nikolai Volkov.
Gospody pomiloy.
Oh,
pretty
dear
good, huh?
God. Windows just shattered between here and Steubenville. Every window just shattered.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not bad, right?
Well, you know, what goes around comes around.
He's in that choir at the Crooked Steeple Church.
Crooked Steeple Church, down on Big Bully Boulevard, there in Steubenville. It all comes to a head this Saturday night. Lord of the Ring, could it be Big Bully Busick? We don't know. We don't know. It's going to be something. Could it be the Butcher Beast? Could it be Mr. Hughes? And by the way, that's my final question today. You got two guys in that.
Scott Spears.
Don't be talking to me. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott Spears.
Yes.
What rhymes with slick?
Slick. Busick. Well, I think he took a powder.
Actually, there's two words.
What's that?
Nick Busick.
Well, what do you make of that?
Wow, we could see the Bully strap it back on here one more time.
I don't know if he should.
It probably would be against his better judgment to do it.
I think he better stay on the floor.
But if he does do it, then oh my. I think Nikolai would have a heyday with a...
Well, I think Nikolai might really put the hurting on him.
Yeah.
I think he's made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, even insinuating that.
I wouldn't even insinuate such a thing.
No.
Do you think he's got... I mean, in his day, Big Bully Busick was one of the meanest hombres you ever want to meet.
Absolutely.
But I don't know.
If this gets back to Nikolai, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good at all.
You know.
Tell him where again, this big event, Saturday night, let him have all the information.
All right. Saturday night, you're going to see a... WWGH Radio will present Classic Championship Wrestling's Lord of the Ring Saturday, February 18th at 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Gym located at 317 West Church Street, with all the proceeds going to benefit the WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Educational Fund, which includes programs on Marian history, national history, and programs informing the public of events going on in the community. Tickets for the show are a $10 donation to WWGH Radio. You can get them the night of the show. The doors open at 5 p.m., and appearing on the show will be WWE Hall of Famer Nikolai Volkov.
Absolutely.
WWE legend Big Bully Busick.
100%. We just heard his big mouth.
Another WWE legend, Mr. Hughes.
Without question, in the big street fight.
The 450-pound Butcher Beast.
And the first 100 people get pizza and ice cream.
Yep.
All right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Chris. I come up a while ago, talk to Scott. Was that a wrestling thing Saturday at the help load that truck? Would I have to be up there about 11?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Chris. I helped load that truck with the wrestling thing at the VFW.
Oh, yes. You were here earlier?
Yeah, I got COVID bad enough.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're on the air right now. Let me call you back.
Okay.
Okay. So that was that. But okay, so free pizza and desserts for the first 100 people in the door that night, and the doors open at 5. That is going to be something to behold. It's going to be great. And I tell you, one of the reasons it's going to be great is that WWE Legend's going to be there, Mr. Hughes. Who do we have on the line here? Is it Mr. Hughes?
It's Total Protection, Mr. Hughes, in living color, my friend. What's cracking?
Oh, not much. Mr. Hughes, we've heard in this program from Nikolai Volkoff. We've heard in this program from your manager, Big Bully Busick. And you're involved this coming Saturday, February 18th, in a Kansas City street fight with Dick the Bruiser Jr. What are your chances in that one with a rough guy like the Bruiser?
Well, you know, man, Dick the Bruiser Jr. fought many times up in Fort Wayne, in Indiana, and all over Ohio, so he's not stranger to these butt whippings I'm going to put on him come this weekend. And I hope he pays his insurance bill, because I'm going to retire him after I get done with him Saturday.
Well, then you got to get into that big Lord of the Ring battle royal. Winner becomes the first Lord of the Ring. You've got the Butcher Beast in that. You've got Nikolai Volkoff in that. You've got the Bruiser Jr. in that guy. You've got Stitch. You've got Ashton. You've got Chippendale. Do you really think you can beat the odds after having that big Kansas City street fight and walking out of there the Lord of the Ring?
Well, apparently you forgot who I am. I'm Total Protection, Mr. Hughes, the only man who beat The Undertaker up. Took his urn and laid him Paul Bearer land smack dab in the middle of the ring. So that I'll tell you what I'm going to do this weekend to anybody that steps in that ring with me. So if you're sitting at home contemplating on what you want to do on Saturday evening, you might want to come on down to the arena and watch me beat up some folks.
Now, Mr. Hughes, I heard that you, I got this on good authority, that you are not happy with your manager, Big Bully Busick, that he cost you the title at the last event.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't believe he did cost me the title. I think that the referee was in cahoots with the establishment, you might say. I think I got robbed. I believe you was a part of that, too, you know. So, you know, I want another title shot.
Well, if you win the Lord of the Ring, you're entitled to another title shot, but that's a hefty order that night, because I think you and the Bruiser are going to be the odds-on favorite. I hate to say this, because you are a tough guy, to lose that battle royal, because you have got a rough match, probably the roughest match of the night. Kansas City street fight, anything goes. That's going to be tough.
Well, you know, I'm used to those Kansas City street fights back when I grew up in Kansas City, walking down at the stockyards, pushing around them hogs and bulls and steers, man. I'm a pretty tough dude when it comes to a Kansas City street fight. Plus, I got a lot of good old-fashioned tricks up my sleeve. So, Dick the Bruiser Jr., you show up on Saturday, I'm going to beat the white off you, boy.
Ooh. And final question I have for you here. When you get in that big main event, when you get in that big Lord of the Ring Battle Royal, Nikolai Volkoff's in there, WWE Hall of Famer, from the first WrestleMania. He has a new comic book out. He's wrestled Hulk Hogan and Bruno Sammartino. How are you going to deal with the likes of Nikolai Volkoff in that battle royal?
Well, you know, I can deal with any kind of man. I don't care what kind of accomplishments they got. I'm just going there for one reason only, and that's to win that battle royal, period. I don't care who it is.
Mr. Hughes, Total Protection, one of the baddest dudes on the block, this Saturday, February 18th, 6 p.m. start time. Doors open at 5. First 100 ticket holders get free pizza and free dessert, $10 a seat, donation to the WWGH Education Fund. Big Bully Busick, Mr. Hughes, Nikolai Volkoff, Butcher Beast, Bruiser Jr., Slim Trimmons, Stitch, Ashton, Chippendale, Sergeant Mac Thomas, superstars galore, matches all over the place, and a big battle royal to cap off the night. See you on Saturday, Mr. Hughes.
See you there.
See ya.
Don't miss it.
Mr. Hughes, to me, he's the odds-on favorite to win the Kansas City street fight,
because
he's one of the toughest dudes on the block.
Well, I mean, those type of matches are right up his alley, too, you know. I mean, as he said, growing up in Kansas City, I mean, he knows the ins and outs.
But he is so tough.
Oh.
The man is tough.
They don't come much tougher than
him. Who ended the 2.5-year, as much as I hate to admit it, who ended the 2.5-year reign of Bobo Brazil Jr.? Now, he did it under kind of foggy circumstances, but he did do it.
Yeah, he did, yeah. As much as you hate to admit it.
He certainly did do it.
And we're going to continue on with the program here. We just spoke with Big Bully Busick. What a program this has been. We've had Nikolai Volkoff. We've had Big Bully Busick. We've had Mr. Hughes. And now we have the opponent of Mr. Hughes in that big Kansas City street fight on Saturday night, 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Gym right here on Church Street in Marion, Ohio. Bruiser Jr., Dick the Bruiser Jr. Bruiser, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. It's good to hear from you, and I can't wait to be back this Saturday in Marion, Ohio.
Well,
I consider that my home away from home now.
Well, we love to have you here, and we've got a big event, and there's going to be nobody busier on this night than you, Bruiser. So people who come out to see you are going to get to see you. Let's just run this down. We got 7 minutes, so let's discuss the whole thing. Big Bully Busick has gotten involved because you're facing Mr. Hughes, which we'll get to in a moment, but he got a preliminary match. I've never heard such a thing. He's got you involved in a preliminary match with the diet guru, Slim Trimmons, the Twinkie Diet Coke expert, in a Twinkie match in which the loser has a Twinkie put down their throat. That's your preliminary match you have to get through to just to get to Mr. Hughes. How do you see that one going?
Well, I just see myself right now. I can figure that out real quick. I'm going to put a Twinkie so hard right down his throat that he's going to have to forfeit the match anyways, because I'm going to put a real hurting on him when I get him in the ring. If I know that if I have to eat a Twinkie, I will do anything I can to hurt him. I tell you what, I'm going to punch him right in the nose also and put that Twinkie in his mouth after I pin him.
So
I can't wait. That's going to be a great match. Mr. Fitness is one of the greatest wrestlers in the country today, Slim Trimmons. He goes, says he weighs 100 pounds, something like that. Well, he doesn't weigh no 100 pounds. He's about 250. I don't know where he gets out that he's so slim. He's got the biggest chub raw I've ever seen, but he's one of the toughest wrestlers I've ever been in the ring with before. I can't wait. I know that all my Bruiser buddies are coming out to see that match, then that Kansas City match if I get through Mr. Fitness.
That's big. If you get through Slim Trimmons, then after intermission, the first match of the night is Bruiser and Trimmons, so you got to be there when the show starts at 6 p.m. But then you got a Kansas City street fight with a man from Kansas City, WWE legend Mr. Hughes with WWE legend Big Bully Busick in his corner. Well, how do you see that one going? That's going to be, for my money, that could be the show stealer of the night. That match is going to be something.
You're right. That could be a main event any place in the world. It's going to take place right in Marion, Ohio. You know, that could be in California. That can be in Miami. It doesn't matter, in Florida. It's right here in Marion, Ohio. And all my Bruiser buddies, I know, will be out there to see that. I can't wait. I'm going to straighten on his... In fact, I'm going to knock those sunglasses right off his head, which I don't think they've ever been knocked off his face before, and punch him in the nose and kick him right in the groin. So that's going to be a fantastic match. And if that no good Big Bully Busick interferes in my match, well, I'm going to straighten his head out also. I can't wait.
That's now, no rules in that one. It's just whoever gets a pinfall first. That's going to be, oh my goodness, what a fight that's going to be.
Well, that means you can use anything you want to. You can use chairs around the ring. You can use the ring bell. You can use the ring. It doesn't matter. It all counts.
Now, when that's all done, you might be at a disadvantage at this point, Bruiser, because then we've got the big Lord of the Ring that night, over the top rope, battle royal. Everybody's involved in that one. Mr. Hughes, Butcher, who weighs over 400 pounds, the Butcher Beast. We've got Nikolai Volkoff, WWE Hall of Famer, involved in that one. Stitch will be in that. Ashton, Chippendale, Sergeant Mack Thompson. The whole group, Slim Trimmons, will be back for that one. And you'll be in that one. Do you think the toll taken by Slim Trimmons and Mr. Hughes throughout the night might work against you? It's over-the-top rope battle royal.
Well, very well could be. I just hope to get second win. This is a stack. I never seen such a stack card before in the battle royal, the main event, the semi-main event. What you got the legends and Nikolai Volkoff gonna be there. You got Mr. Hughes, you got the Bruiser, and then you also got the Butcher Beast. You said I think he's over 400, maybe probably 500 pounds. I think you're right.
Well,
on him. He's the biggest wrestler I've ever seen.
And Bruiser, here's a caveat we just learned earlier on in this program. Big Bully Busick said he might strap on the trunks and strap on the tights one more time to get involved in that battle royal to become the Lord of the Ring, because he wants a piece of you and Nikolai Volkoff before he ends his in-ring career.
Well, I welcome that challenge right there. I'm sure Nikolai does too. We both want to get a hold of that guy. He's been a pain in our sides for a long time, and maybe we can put an end to his career right there in Marion, Ohio, and shut his big mouth once and for all.
Bruiser, can't...
And I'll shove that cigar right down his throat.
Well, that he says you were into his cigars last time you were here. Is that true?
Well, that is true. I don't think he appreciated me grabbing one of his $30 Cubans.
Bruiser, we will see you Saturday. Thank you for calling in.
All right. We'll see you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
That's the Bruiser. Now, Terry, run. This is big.
No, this is huge.
Give him the information.
Okay. Oh, let me go back to the beginning here. Saturday night, WWGH Radio presents Classic Championship Wrestling's Lord of the Ring. The start time for the show is 6 o'clock at the Salvation Army Gym, 317 West Church Street. Doors open at 5. All the proceeds that night will benefit the WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Educational Fund, which includes programs on Marion history, national history, programs informing the public of events going on in the community. Tickets are a $10 donation to WWGH Radio. Appearing at the show will be WWE Hall of Famer Nikolai Volkoff, WWE legend Big Bully Busick, the 450-pound Butcher Beast, the man we just heard from, Dick the Bruiser Jr., WWE legend Mr. Hughes, Ashton, Stitch.
And the first 100 people, this is very, first 100 people in the door with paid admission.
And free dessert.
Free pizza, free dessert, first 100 people who pay the $10 donation. It's going to be big Saturday, Terry. This has been a big hour.
It's going to be huge.
This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Don't miss Saturday, February the 18th, Salvation Army Gym, Church Street. Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis,